Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Mikey is in here. Rebecca is in here now also. And Mikey has been working on trying to earn a recommendation from Abby for a dream job. And she is making him work hard. Like yesterday, he had to make coffee for her.
Woo!
And you survived it.
I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick of Abby being in charge of me.
Well, it's okay that you're sick of it because this is the last day, the last task that you need to prove to me that you don't hate me so that when I give you this very important contact for a job that you may be excited about, that I feel really good about giving it to you.
Is it possible that this creates disdain?
Possible, but I don't have to see you after tomorrow. Just kidding.
Is there the same chemistry on the podcast? Also, this question of if Mikey hates you or not?
Rebecca?
I think it's worse.
It's worse there.
Yeah, this okay. is very toned down.
Okay. It might be worse.
Now might be a good time to give your podcast a plug here.
Yeah, so we do a podcast together. It's all the youngins on The Bert Show. It's called Personality Hires, and it's basically just an hour of this, of us going back and forth, and we post episodes every Wednesday, and we are going on a little happy hour tour all around Atlanta. It starts November 3rd in Alpharetta. You can check out the Personality Hires podcast Instagram for more details.
Okay, so what's the assignment today?
I don't know.
You're getting the assignment today.
You're about to find out. So I had to rewrite this because I feel like after 4 days of all of these tasks, I really wanted to go out on a bang. So I went to my co-conspirator, Rebecca, and I thought, what can we do for his final day, his final little lackey task in order to get the SiriusXM email address? And Rebecca, I believe she has come up with the right problem-solving type task to show that he has the wits, the wherewithal, the whatever else you need to be a good radio host to make it through his next job. Is he going to the Louvre?
Mikey.
You have to steal the crown jewels of Napoleon.
Sorry.
By 9 p.m. tonight.
Sorry, not there anymore.
No, they've already been stolen.
It was 1994 in Atlanta, Georgia, and the Olympics were on the horizon.
Oh, God. Oh, no. This may be the end of your life.
Parents everywhere scrambled to purchase their children commemorative bricks with their names on them for some reason. That still exists today at Centennial Park in downtown. My brick, inscribed with my full name, is among the almost 500,000 others. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find my commemorative brick at Centennial Park without using the brick locator before the end of the show.
Today? This morning?
Today.
He's got to go down there now?
Yes.
So he has to find the brick in the dark.
Yep. He has a flashlight.
Now, Mikey.
Look at his face. He looked like he's so confused.
No, he's not confused. He looks pissed.
It's disdain. More disdain.
Here's a good business lesson for you. Have you ever heard the phrase, work smarter, not harder?
Yes.
Have you asked anyone else on the show if they have contacts at SiriusXM?
Listen, I'm getting a paycheck every time I get on the show. It probably makes sense for me to keep on doing these dumb things.
So it wouldn't interest you then to know that a Bert Show intern has a country show on, a former Bert Show intern has her own country show on SiriusXM called The Highway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who's the intern?
Macy Banks.
Shut up!
She, really? She hosts The Highway on Sirius XM in afternoons.
All the time. Is she
That's when our Macy. She,
When was Macy?
A few years ago, maybe 2017, 2018. She
Are
was
you
fantastic.
Kidding me?
Now, the other
thing.
She used
to be on with the morning guy, and now she's doing her own thing.
She is flourishing. And the other thing is, I'm going to go ahead and be a backstabber. Abby did tell us the name of the contact, so I looked it up. I have 10 mutual connections with that contact.
Oh, my gosh.
Including Blake Eason, former Burt Show producer, and Chad, our engineer.
We've got another connection also. The guy that runs Cumulus Programming was the one that ran country music television for over 10, 15 years. That would just be one phone call for us to make to say, hey, do you know anybody over there? And he knows everybody in country music.
Why are we killing
this? This is amazing.
Because this is the business lesson. Sometimes in life you will get impossible tasks. There's usually a workaround that you can find if you think outside the box.
And I also don't want to send him to downtown Atlanta in the dark.
All right. Well, I got $12 from Tommy's studio yesterday. How about this for working smarter, not harder? I'll pay you $12 for that contact.
That money is counterfeit. I will not be using it.
No, legitimately, it's counterfeit.
Yeah, it's not real.
There's no chance. I inspected the hell out of those things.
No, it's counterfeit.
Did you spend it yesterday?
No, I need to find a vending machine.
Nah, just go straight to a bank.
You can feel it in Telestate.
What?
There's and you no think chance. He's going to find your brick out of $500,000 or whatever? Yeah. You can't even tell it's a fake dollar bill. You could give the man Monopoly money and he'd go try and cash it in at a Wells Fargo.
Are you accepting it or are you going to take a different route?
We'll see. This being the second to last day of the Burt Show, it sounds nice to hang out with my dear friends here. The dear friends that are trying to send me to downtown Atlanta to go wander around Centennial Park.
In the dark.
Yeah, get hit with a crowbar.
You love old country music. What's that song, Fishing in the Dark? You just got to go hunt for a brick.
Can I be honest? It's very much an ulterior motive for me because Mikey is a core piece of getting our vintage audio off CDs and digitized so I can upload it to our Patreon site.
Yeah.
So I need him here we so need- he can
yeah, I'm also
the
worried
DVD.
About that too.
Why don't we just all pitch it and give you a name.
All right. All right.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Really could have been the one that ended your life, man. She really does not like you.
Yeah, we don't have time to put together another montage to say goodbye to Mike.
Yeah, tomorrow's my day, man.
Yeah, stop being so selfish.
God, if he dies, then we got to put montages together and we got to talk about him for 4 hours. Then I got to come back in on Monday and I'm going to San Diego, so we can't do
that. Oh, yeah, you would have to cancel your trip because of the FBI Inquisition.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So let's just not.
I'm just doing whatever I can to steal your retirement thunder. whatever we can do to sabotage. No, I'm
kidding. If you guys want to take a vote, I don't even have to come in tomorrow.
The Burtless Show?
No, yeah. Your ass better be here.
They're going to cut us off. Anyway, traitors. Okay, so Diane Keaton has made her solo debut on the Billboard chart this week. Her holiday song, First Christmas, has landed at number 22 on the digital song sales chart.
The snow falls on my window. I wish that I could let go. It's
did they slow that down for radio or something?
I didn't realize she had a song.
I don't think anybody did until she passed and people wanted to commemorate her and somehow found her 2024 holiday single, First Christmas. This song is only a year old.
Gosh darn it, I missed who that was.
Diane Keaton. Yesterday, you're like, I'm tuning out because I don't know who any of these people are. This is one of your people.
I have a lot on my mind. I heard everything about that story except the name of the celebrity.
Stop with your BS excuses. You've been doing this for 25 years, not listening to eBuzz. So don't let everybody think all of a sudden, because it's my last day, my last week, I'm not paying attention. You never paid attention.
I do pay attention to eBuzz sporadically.
Every now and then. I thought you would be more connected to this because Diane Keaton, one of your peers who is dead, is gone.
That's scary. Maybe that's why I'm tuning it out.
One of your peers?
Diane Keaton is a peer of yours.
Isn't she like in her 70s or something?
Yes.
My peer.
Yeah, you know, she's also a fellow old person.
I mean, you are retiring. You can't really combat that.
I'm just trying to get my payback since you all ruined my Mikey bit. All
right. Hey, for the record, I was ready for Mikey to go down to downtown Atlanta and start searching for a break.
Just blame me.
The Burt Show.